Thank you. sure. But I'm also willing, based on this document, to set some ground rules for how we have these people appear before your communication point.
The issue of whether or not I get a phone call reporting the burglary.
Right.
That's all I know of the same thing is that the Secret Service is not going to call.
I think it's going forever with you on that. Things like that in this report, and it might be, you know, get given to her on confidence. We're not talking about documents being released, we're talking about something you have as fact. You can see it in writing up there, come up with
your purpose for these reasons.
I think it's
a company's purpose, I thought you want. I do.
My ground is,
rather than fighting with them, we're not fighting with them.
And I'm looking at the future. I'm looking at some corner and saying, I'm going to stop you.
You're in a position to say, look, that document I published is a document I relied on. That's the report I relied on. It codified who was in all secret service.
And all we have closed up, we just find out.
And now, this new development is a surprise to me. I'm going to fire A, B, C, D now.
Tell me this, right? This, if you take the document publicly, the first thing that happens is the press starts at secret house. You check the document each day. Why did our Russian receive the call? How did they pick out our Russian? What did he do with the information after he left? So on every item can be a whole day of quizzing. I'm going to go through this document day after day after day.
What is your service, Judge?
Another thing, however, I can say it while there is a need of our own instruction.
I would say those are kind of signatures cut off in the case of this ground of mine. And we should be a part of what we should come up with. We've got to go to the table. And I don't know. Those are questions that are not going to be important to me. That's a question.
Well, you said you're going to cooperate with a proper investigation.
And I'm not going to comment on well, it is proper.
That's right.
As long as it's proper.
So why not put ourselves in a framework where you're way out above it, you're cooperating with this committee, turned over,
and then no further comment.
And no further comment.
See, I think you can get off the legal system. I don't want to say that I was not full trigger on that, but I want to say too.
Cooperate with the committee.
Rural cooperation, but we're not going to comment while the matter is being considered by the committee, unless the committee is just that.
You know what I'm saying? So that people don't feel guilty, don't vote as being supported, only handed over to a private investigator.
Now then, if you turn over to do that, though, then can we get anything out about the Republicans putting out that much of the report?
Well, there's been a report which everybody in the White House, which Baird announced their president not to leave the state. That's right, there is a major. So, to see what went wrong in the state,
another way to do this, have a meeting for the family there and make this done. That would I go. But we just thought of that. We thought of that. In fact,
but we didn't have a reason for the meeting.
This would be the purpose of turning over the document and discussing the ground. And before you did that, you want to have that all agreed and matched to what the ground rules would be. And you've got to put a protocol in here because you can cover it later and you can cover it.
say it on the council.
That's what he doesn't want.
I know, but let it be.
Yeah, well, I'd rather do that, so I can take the message he wants for it. And that's sometimes a no contact. It was Frank, they didn't have to call. We asked them to. Find out, they just tied up for a fact.
Seamus, the guy, he tried to hold privilege on Seamus. That's what they do in court on this. They
probably
might do pretty well because you're a former employee that had no policy rules and no major contact with the president.
That's what about all the time.
Out there, sure, you're going to have to.
What do they do on the beam thing? You have to say, well, that's on the beam. And he makes a report, here's everything the beam knows. That's why the beam reported the frequency.
I think John, you know, they could say a person, if the question comes up, I know a person signed up, he's asked about my testifying as such. Same thing, he has always indicated that the fruits of my investigation will be available.
Why did it make him up? Is it turning to a long distance from the public to support the dean too? As you all know, I was over the thing like a wet blanket. I was everywhere. Everywhere they looked, they're going to find dean, sir. I don't think that's bad.
I don't know. I was supposed to be. You were on it after the first. You were directing the president to get me all the time. Second, the White House counsel, you were on it for emergencies. Report says nobody was informed.
not the most important.
I know, but I suggested that the other day, and we all just don't know.
Maybe
let's change our mind.
The lack of alternatives to the body. Statement says it applies to farmers. be worked out on environmental relations.
You have the same place.
Well, my, when I say that, the written interrogatory thing is not as clear as it was. It may be urban distinction that way, but I think that's based on what maybe I don't think I said we would only write in the press conference written and arrived for. I didn't say that at all.
Urban distinction that includes the top of my letter.
I think that's what it was.
I think that's what it was.
Not that your letter was wrong.
Right.
But the whole written interrogatory, we have discussed that at some point.
With respect to your ex-employees, you have the same problem of getting into areas of prison communication. So you certainly can make a good case for keeping them in the position of that guy.
And at this stretch of pressure for what we can do in case of the future, which would be a new session, and then the privilege can be raised without having, on a legal basis, without having the guilt by the Fifth Amendment, by like reading the Fifth Amendment application always being raised.
There's also very tricky to make you.
That's true.
But,
yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you are pleased with the Fifth Amendment.
That's right. How long were you in Florida?
I was down there overnight. I was 4 hours on the witness stand testifying to the government in these racket cases involving wiretapping. I've got a handful of judges down there. But they were all over the lot asking me questions I wanted to, especially the big questions. You know, this has all has to do with the Discretionary Act, signing a piece of paper that I'm authorized by the statute. There were 27 good lawyers.
So, you can say what I call the great thing you want. I've got to say that you can meet Prime Minister Trudeau on Canada, please. I've got to say that he really went out of something.
He has expressed no question about it. He was very
on the pitch. Tough event.
He's a very solid guy.
He was on the tough thing.
And I also want to say the lawyers that we've had have been very agile. I know we've done a good job studying the market for 30
months. Dean is a bit very hot.
Pardon, son of a guy.
Yes, he's a bit great.
Well, you know, I feel for a lot of people. Everyone is all the way from successful.
John, it's all right. Come in. You find out anything?
I'm in a receiver's office. I'm in office over there. Paul Brown will be down here in a little while to see you. I'm in a receiver's office.
Are you coming back?
Yes, I'll come back over here then.
Yeah. Well, when you come back, he can, is that office open for John now?
Yes.
He can go over there. But, one thing I don't want to do is to put it my thought is very, very, very cool that you turn it all over to my head and tell us what happened to Adams. I don't want to
Thank you.